support for the Alaska Live series of live music and conversation on KUAC comes from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier. Good evening. I'm your Alaska Live host. I'm Lori Neufeld, and my guest this evening, it's such a pleasure to introduce again, Susan Grace. Thanks for coming in.
That's wonderful to be here with you.
Well, you are, I call you a Fairbanks folk legend.
Yes, I'm a legend in my own mind. Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, in my mind, too. So, and I think there's in other minds, you're a legend also. But I'm not even kidding. I mean, you have been doing this folk music thing for as long as I can remember hearing about you in Alaska, but a lot longer than that because I've only been in Alaska for now 15 years.
Yeah, it's been a long time. Yeah. And before I came up here, I was doing more traditional music and traveling around the Great Lakes and doing Michigan traditional music.
So, and when you say traditional music, that was before you started writing songs of your own, you mean?
Right. Okay. I used to do more traditional music. And then when I came to Alaska, I think just that I was just so connected with my surroundings here and that sense of being surrounded by wilderness and finding great comfort in that, I started just writing songs like crazy. Mm. Yeah.
Well, you have your guitar here, and so I think it is time for a song.
Great, thanks. It's the journey that leads us on. We need not question where we're going or who we are. It's the journey over mountains or trudging through swamps and mud and muck. We're bound. Sometimes sunlight, sometimes darkness. No matter if there's light or not, we find our hope. Oh, it's the journey that leads us on. We need not question where. As we stand alone and face the storm inside, you are my brother, you are my sister, and our path has brought us here, and here we are. Oh, it's the journey. We need not question where we're going or who we are. We are the question. We are the courage. We are woven together. The spirit of this planet, of hope and love and justice, truth and light. Oh, it's the journey that leads us on.
question where we're going nor who we are. Oh, it's a journey that leads us on. We need not question where we're going.
Song from Susan Grace here on KUAC's Alaska Live. What a beautiful one that was.
Thanks.
Newer song?
Yeah. That is on the new CD.
That is.
CD. Yes. Yes, it is. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the name of it?
Is The Journey.
Mm-hmm. That would make sense.
Yeah.
Sometimes songwriters feel like they can just pick something not in the song and name it that.
I have trouble naming these songs sometimes, you know, trying to come up with something that really, I don't know. That's the hardest part of writing a song, I think, is coming up with a title.
Yeah. Pick it out of the chorus. That's good.
Yeah. That's the easy way.
Yeah. I think in the promo that I wrote, I did mention you take inspiration from Alaska's immense beauty. And you were touching upon that before you sang that song. And that song really captures a sense of travel, but maybe travel in the mind, too.
Mm-hmm. In the heart.
In the heart, yeah. Right. Mind in the heart, yeah.
Yeah.
And we're headed into the season where we are celebrating the Wilderness Act.
Yeah.
And part of the reason why you're a guest tonight on Alaska Live is celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Wilderness Act.
Yes, it's very, very exciting.
It really is.
Because, you know, this wilderness is not just something that we take for granted and that is just, that's just here. It was set aside by a lot of hard work, by a lot of people who traveled before us. Mm-hmm. And some of our friends and neighbors, you know, people who were here that luckily I had a chance to get to know, like Ginny Wood and Celia Hunter and Marty Murray. And those people did a lot of the work ahead of us. And 50 years ago, September 3rd is the actual anniversary. But
Okay. Throughout
the country, all this year, there's going to be all kinds of activities and all kinds of fun things going on.
So if you're traveling,
wherever you're going, I'm sure you'll come across some kind of celebration in national parks and at refuges around the country. There'll be all kinds of things. And here in town, in Fairbanks, we've got some really fun events coming up. This weekend, we're bringing up Brock Evans, and he's going to be speaking at Scheibel on Saturday night.
Great.
It starts at
7 o'clock on
7
Saturday.
O'clock. Mm-hmm. Yes, 7 o'clock at Scheibel. And sounds like an interesting guy. He was around here when Anilka was put together.
Oh, and so he has...
He has an Alaska connection.
Alaska connections. Gotcha.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think he lives in Washington, D.C. now and is an activist. And he has a new book out, so it'll be very exciting to hear him speak about the wild and wilderness.
Yeah.
So that'll be good.
And that's Saturday night at Scheibel at 7.
Yeah.
And that's called Celebrate the Wild in Wilderness.
Yeah.
And that's with Brock Evans. And you also are celebrating the Wilderness Act, and that's at Pioneer Park on the 22nd, right?
Correct. Correct, yes, on Earth Day.
I thought, oh, wow. Perfect.
Yeah, it just seemed so appropriate. We had to do something special. And so Earth Day, celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Wilderness Act, and just on the side, my 10th anniversary of my kidney transplant.
Wow.
And so my donor will be up here, so we are just going to get together with all of our friends and neighbors out there listening on KUAC, so come to Pioneer Park to the theater. It's from 7 to 9, and it will be a lot of fun. We've got the Peace Choir singing that's going to sing with me. They're going to do a couple songs themselves.
And that's on a Tuesday night?
It's on a Tuesday night, yes.
Well,
on the actual Earth Day.
On the actual Earth Day, not on the weekend of Earth
right.
Day.
There's so many things going on in this town.
I
Wonderful
know.
Things. It's like, oh, let's do it during the week.
We've got it spilled over into the week, and that totally makes sense.
Yeah.
That's early enough, and boy, it's a rejuvenating thing, too.
It'll be good for the whole family. Mm-hmm. There'll be a youth choir. There'll be a little poetry, some great images from around
Alaska. I hear it's National Poetry Month, too.
It is National Poetry Month, yes. So we'll have a few of our favorite poets from here in town. And I think Frank Keim, one of our poets, is going to be doing reading April 24th at Gulliver's that evening, sharing some of his wilderness poetry.
So much going on with the 50th anniversary of the Wilderness Act. It's all hard to keep track of.
Yeah, well, just keep listening to KUAC, and I'm sure you'll hear about it.
That's where I heard about your program that you're involved with at Pioneer Park on the 22nd.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear another song.
Well, I've got a brand new song.
Oh, boy.
That kind of, it was inspired, I wrote it around St. Patty's Day, so it kind of has a St. Patrick's Day feel. I don't know. It's called The Sacred Wild.
It's the wild that we know, it's the wild that we know. The longing and the sacred that we carry in our souls. When we walk on this fair land, it's the peace we understand as it moves through our bodies and our souls. We feel it as a song that vibrates through our bones. It's the mountain of our heart that makes us whole. Oh, it's the wild that we know. It's the wild that we know. It's the longing and the sacred that we carry in our souls. It's the wild that we know. It's the wild that we know. It's the longing and the sacred that we carry in our souls. Our ancestors, they knew that the wild held the truth, how the spirit of our lives is held in balance. For the strength and hope it gives, through its peace and beauty lives, like a river passes on to generations. Oh, it's the wild that we know, it's the wild that we know. It's the longing and the sacred that we carry in our souls. It's the longing that we know, it's the wild that we know. It's the longing and the sacred that we carry in our soul. We swim against the stream to keep alive the dream that we all need to know those wild places. For when they are all gone, that loving, joyful song will echo no more within our canyons. It's the wild that we know, it's the wild that we know. It's the longing and the sacred that we carry in our souls. It's the wild that we know, it's the wild that we know. It's the longing and the sacred that we carry in our souls.
Sometimes I think that Irish music sometimes sounds a little bit mysterious, and that has that going for it.
Yeah, that's it, mysterious. Mm-hmm. That's the sound. Yeah, like the mist on the mountains.
Yeah.
Or on the river.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the sun is burning off the haze.
I was going to say, in the morning, things are all foggy and misty. Oh, so pretty. And those are the things that stick in my mind when I was a kid and we went to Rocky Mountain National Park, and it was, in the morning, seeing the mist and catching the glimpse of the deer and, and the elk and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Those are just
those are burned in your memory.
They are.
I think those kind of times that you spend with your family in nature and in wild places is forever a part of your soul and becomes a part of who you are. And that's maybe why you're here, living in Alaska.
Yes. Colorado was too crowded.
Yeah.
Colorado seemed like a good place, but it was too crowded.
Right. So I think we all kind of come, we long for those places, and I think a lot of us end up here because of that. Yeah.
I think so, too. And, you know, and what you said about that's what makes those memories. And, I mean, I guarantee you, you're not going to remember those times you sat around with your family at your house doing nothing.
Right.
You can remember those vacations you took out, even if it was just a day trip or a weekend vacation out to the little piece of wilderness that's close to you.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And many of us, I think we're really lucky to grow up with those little patches, those little places where we played as kids and we'd pretend that, oh, we'd have this little, you know, creek and this little spot in the woods that my friends and I would pretend that we're Lewis and Clark or we're, we're the Swiss Family Robinson living up in the trees. And we would just, our imaginations were so rich and just, we'd play for hours and hours until somebody's mom would call them home and then we'd all have to go home because it was getting dark or something. But yeah, those are wonderful memories. And I think those are things that children today really need. They really need those kind of times in wilderness and nature to build those memories and to build that connection with this world that we live in and the world that's around us.
I think a lot of the messages that I know some kids are getting is, oh, the wild is dangerous.
Oh.
You know, you don't want to be out there because it's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to say, oh, no, it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And okay, there are some dangerous things, but it's not near as dangerous as just everyday living. Come on, you know.
Right. I find cities much more dangerous and scary than the wilderness.
Yeah, when I spent just a little bit of time in Chicago, it was starting to really get to me that I couldn't see the stars. I couldn't get away from the sound of traffic. It was just it really started to grate on me. And so I realized I am not ever going to be a real big city dweller.
Yeah.
When we visited New York, though, they have Central Park.
That's wonderful.
And that is amazing. And like you say, these little pieces of wilderness where once you get in the middle of Central Park, the sounds of the city kind of melt away.
Right, exactly. And you are there.
Mm-hmm.
I've lived in cities and I just find a little patch, you know, just anywhere that's maybe there's a few trees there and some weeds and it's just my little patch.
Well, and the plants and the animals have found those little patches too and they have inhabited that and that adds to that sense of wilderness where you go.
Right, exactly. Yeah, we're really lucky here.
We are.
Because here we're surrounded by wilderness.
It doesn't take long before you are out in it.
Right. And down, you know, in other places around this planet and in the United States, there's little pockets of wilderness. Mm-hmm. You know, it's surrounded by development. And I guess the real question, I think Marty Murray said this, is will we have the fortitude and the thought to leave some places on this planet without free from technologies, I think is how she said it. Free from technology, free from man and human impact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, we just got back from Madagascar a while ago. We went on our honeymoon there. And what a place. But they are finding ways to save those little chunks of wilderness they have left.
Wow.
Because again, you know, people need a way to live and people need a way of life.
Right.
And they, you know, so a lot of that has been slashing and burning and taking down the forest for a way of life.
Oh.
Now they have some national parks that you can't go into by yourself. You have to have a guide, a local guide.
Mm, good.
And that means that the locals are then buying into and making a living off of preserving wilderness.
And having a sense of ownership, too, that it's theirs.
Yes.
Yeah.
and it's their backyard, and the, you know.
Great.
And so that's
great.
That's hopeful.
Yeah, it is.
You know, like you say, around the globe, and I'm sure people look at the United States to see, you know, what have we done?
Holy cow! Yeah.
Well, we've started national parks. We've got a Wilderness Act that's now 50 years old.
Yeah. You know, thanks to people like Aldo Leopold, and
yes,
Rachel Carson, and John Muir, and all those early folks who were there and had the foresight.
And they convinced enough politicians to make legislation that would put it into writing.
Right.
And that's so important.
Right. And there's still those pieces of land are still there today.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you can kind of feel that. I like to go to those places and in the backcountry, you know, you still can feel like you're the first person or human around, because there are no other signs of humans.
It's interesting. You know, Alaskans are like, oh, man, I have to ride a bus into Denali National Park, really? It's like, well, you can't let everybody drive into there.
Right.
That's just not going to work out.
Well, you get off the bus and you walk.
That's right. That's right.
You get off the bus anywhere and walk.
Or you don't even have to take the bus. I think you can probably walk up the road and then go into your backcountry section there and,
right,
you know.
Right.
So there's options.
Yes, yes. There are always options.
There's options.
Yeah.
And that's just one small part of Alaska. It's huge. Yeah. Denali National Park is huge.
It is.
But it's just one small part of Alaska.
It is one
So if
piece.
You don't want to ride a bus into there, you can always go to the state park or to other parts. And it's just amazing.
It is. We're really lucky.
You can see why it's been inspiring for you to write in these places.
Yeah, it's just amazing. And speaking of Denali Park, I love that's one of my magic places. There's a couple places in the park that I, you know, get off the road and are my little spots. I'm not going to tell you where they are, but they're my little special places. And I'm sure many of you listeners kind of have your own little special places out there, wherever it may be. Maybe it's not in Denali National Park. Maybe it's out up in the Brooks Range or somewhere out, you know, that you like to go to, maybe even Goldstream Valley. That's just such a beautiful place. But whenever I go down to Denali Park, I have this really fun connection with golden eagles. And when they're around, I always see a golden eagle. Almost every time I've been
in
there.
Denali National Park, I saw a golden eagle.
Great.
Oh.
Yeah.
On our Horseshoe Lake trail hike. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Oh. And the reason why we saw it was because we were with a National Park ranger and, you know, guide, and they pointed it out.
Oh, great.
Because a couple of Kansans would not have maybe been looking for that. Well.
That's a big bird.
Been like, that's a big bird. Not quite sure what that is. You know. But yeah, golden eagles. Oh. So cool.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to sing this song, Golden Eagle,
because
just talking about Denali makes me think of it and thinking of them coming back. The birds are going to be returning. And I think I'll send this out to Carol McIntyre, who's the wildlife biologist who does the work with the eagles down at Denali Park.
Friend, strength from your feather I hold in my hand. Across the tundra, rivers and sage, no boundaries hold you, no time, no age. With the wild wind, turn and soar across the miles, wind as your song. Ooh. golden eagle, high country home, across the Arctic, sister caribou. From distant mountains, sun on your wings, strength is your spirit, your wild song sings.
Influenced song too. That was beautiful.
Yeah, that comes from watching the eagles fly.
Yeah. They're majestic when they soar in the air and do their acrobatics such. Oh.
Yeah, I've been seeing bald eagles here around town too.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're around. Yeah.
They're already here.
Yeah, they're here. Yeah, I've seen quite a few of them down by the river, around the Chena River, hanging out. Looking hungry, probably finding all kinds of fish and things. And
yeah. Fighting the ravens off.
Yeah, right. It's great. Yeah.
It's like, wait, the ravens have been around all winter with us. Now you guys.
Yeah, all the other birds are coming back to town.
Yeah, that's right.
Did we hear that there are geese already spotted at Creamer's,
or is that not true?
I'm not sure.
I haven't heard that myself.
So it got awfully warm there, and so it started making us hallucinate because it was
it
so spring-like.
It was so spring-like, we might have even imagined we heard them. But, you know, I don't know if they've come yet. I don't think that. I think they just plowed the field, though.
Okay.
And put, you know, feed out. So they should be showing up any time. If they aren't there... Right. If anybody's out there, let us know.
Yeah.
if they're watching a couple geese out at Creamer's Field, that'd be really fun.
I would be.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's almost light enough these days at this time.
Yeah.
They're
due any day.
Yes. It's such a nice time of year. Spring seemed like it was just around the corner just a few days ago, and then it got cold again. But as it will. I mean, it is Alaska. We can't let the mosquitoes come out yet.
That's right. It always does this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah.
That was a beautiful song. Have you recorded the Golden Eagle song? That's on your latest one, right?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's on that one. I kept adding more songs to this. It's a really long CD because I just kept adding. Oh, no, I got to record. That's such a good song. Oh, so it ended up.
That means
up with,
you gave people their money's worth.
You definitely get your money's worth. Yeah, definitely. And and I'll have some CDs with me on Earth Day.
Great. The 22nd at Pioneer Park.
Yeah. And it's funny, this next song, I wanted to share this song with you. Earth Day comes around every year. It's my favorite holiday.
Nice.
And I always think of these old songs that I used to sing. And this song, this Gene Ritchie song, always pops into my head. And so I always start singing it about the same time of year. And this winter, I did go back to Kentucky and see some old friends I hadn't seen in probably 30 years, sang some of those old mountain tunes with folks, great harmonies, danced away the night. I just had so much fun. I had a great time visiting in Berea, Kentucky with my friends. And so this song, it's about Kentucky and about the coal mining there. So Black Waters, and some of you might know it. You can sing it along with me. I come from the mountains, Kentucky's my home, where the wild deer and the black bear so lately did roam. By the cool rushing waterfalls, wildflowers dream, and through every green valley there runs a clear stream. And now the
the scenes of destruction on every hand. There's only black waters run down through my land. Sad scenes of destruction on every hand. black waters run down through my land. Oh, the quail, she's a pretty bird, she sings a sweet tongue. In the roots of tall timber, she nests with her young. But the hillside explodes with the dynamite's roar, and the voices of the small birds will sound there no more. And the hillsides come sliding so awful and grand, and the flooding backwaters rise over my land. Sad scenes of destruction on every hand. Black waters roam more in my land. In the rising of the springtime, we planted our corn. In the ending of the springtime, we buried a son. In the summer come a nice man, said everything's fine. My employer just requires a way to his mine. Then they threw down my mountain and covered my corn. And the grave on the hillside's a mile deeper down. And the man stands and talks with his hand in his hand, as poisonous water spreads over my land. The sad scenes of destruction on every hand. Black waters run down through my land. Well, I ain't got no money, not much of a home. I own my own land, but my land's not my own. But if I had 10 million somewhere thereabouts, I would buy Perry County and I'd run them all out. Sit down on the bank with my bait and my can, and just watch the clear waters run down through my land. Well, wouldn't that be like the old promised land? Black waters, no more in my land. Black waters, no more in my land.
I did recognize that song, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just one of those old familiar songs.
Mm-hmm.
I just love that song and just always think about it this time of year, and I'm thinking about the earth and all the places around this earth.
And Earth Day comes the same day, comes around the same day every year. You don't have to worry about which Sunday or Thursday it might be, or what Monday you get off of work.
Right, right. It's always the 22nd of April.
Always the 22nd of April.
Yeah, easy to remember.
Mm-hmm. And this year you're doing a big celebration down there at Pioneer Park at the theater, and it involves Fairbanks Peace Choir and the songs of Susan Grace. Yeah. You're going to do some sing-alongs, too?
Oh, you bet.
You bet.
We're going to do a bunch of sing-alongs.
Uh-huh.
And we'll be doing some Walkin' Jim songs, some of my brother's songs. We named it Forever Wild, the evening. Oops. And it just seems like a great title for an evening of music. And my brother Jim was a really great songwriter and great activist. For, you know, this country. He walked from coast to coast, from Mexico to Canada numerous times, the Continental Divide, from Yellowstone to the Yukon, you know, the Pacific Crest Trail. He's hiked all these different routes but his songs, you know, he passed away a few years ago, but his songs are, you know, still going strong.
So
let me share one of his songs with you that we'll be singing.
All right.
Tuesday night, for Earth Day. I'm a woman, I'm a man, I'm a child of this land. Roots tap to this earth, no matter where I stand. I'm rich, I'm poor, I'm the orphan outside your door. I'm the family you'll always have, walking hand in hand. One land, one heart,
beggar. I'm a thief. I'm one who still believes. I'm a farmer kicking dust, but still I'm planting seeds. I'm the promise. I'm the lie. I'm the glint that lit your eye. I'm the spirit and the wind. I'm the fire that never dies. One land, one heart. We're all in this together. One land, one heart. One green planet forever. I'm old, I'm young. I'm the song that's seldom sung. I'm the student and the teacher. I'm the mother's native tongue. I'm the sparrow's piercing note. I'm the arms within your coat. I'm the spark within the darkness that light the flames of hope. One land, one heart. We're all in this together. One land, one heart. One green planet forever. I'm the river, I'm the mountain, I'm the weather. Twisted tree. I'm the fire and the flood, the heartbeat of the sea. I'm the flower in the desert. I'm the edge right at the brink. I'm the love that's in your heart and the death that makes you think. One land, one heart. We're all in this together.
Jim, he sure did sing about the truth.
Yeah, he did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just right in there with some of my favorite folk singers and singer and songwriters, John McCutcheon and Pete Seeger and,
Well, there is actually some CDs I'll have available that Pete Seeger, John McCutcheon have been a part of. And I'm on, and Jim's on.
Very cool.
It's put together. It's called The Muse, Musicians United to Sustain the Environment. And there's, I think, three CDs that Jim produced with all these different musicians. And the sale of all those CDs go to support wilderness.
Great.
Yeah, so I'll have some of those. Yeah.
I didn't know that. I didn't have that written down.
Oh, you didn't have that written down.
No.
I
just happened upon that, Susan.
Well, that's really good you said that because it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Yes. Yeah.
Mike Flynn on the Folk Sampler had this great interview that he re-aired with Pete Seeger just last Saturday. And I just had to keep turning up the radio a little bit more because, you know, Pete Seeger had that way of talking that was... He's such a sweet voice, but I just have to turn my radio up just a little bit more, you know, because I wanted to hear every word that he said.
That was wonderful. It was
a great
show. And thanks all of you who called me and let me know, turn on your radio. Our Pete Seeger show, whole hour of it. I did catch it, so thank you.
Yeah.
It was great. Yeah, it's just so wonderful. I like to say I sang with Pete Seeger, but, I sang in a small room, a hotel room with, a few other musicians. And Pete Seeger was there and singing with us.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I sang with Pete Seeger.
You did.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be on a stage or recorded to say that you did that.
It's very wonderful.
You did that.
Yeah, I did get to meet him. Yeah, and that was really wonderful. Wonderful human being. Yeah.
Oh, Arlo Guthrie, he just had that amazing Facebook post about talking to Pete Seeger, just thinking, I need to talk to Pete, and he called him and they chatted for a little while and he said, Arlo said, well, see you later. Pete said, well, imagine I will.
Yeah.
And then he died that night.
Isn't that amazing how we say so long to our friends.
Yeah.
You know, and at least you get to like, catch him.
Yeah. Well, he's not gone, you know, and he's not. And those loved ones stay in stories. They stay in song. They stay in memories. And
exactly.
So Pete Seeger's legend lives on and on and on.
Yeah, we had such a great time. I guess it was last month we had the sing-along at UU, and I know folks that came, I think everyone had a really good time. That room's such a great room to sing in, and Pete Bowers and Skip and Seth, you know, we just had a really fun evening of singing all these old Pete Seeger songs and great harmonies. Oh, it was so fun.
There's plans to do that again,
yes.
Right?
Yeah,
okay,
well, we're going to have to do that again because it was way too fun.
Yes.
Yeah, way too fun. Yeah, I grew up singing a lot of those songs. That's the kind of music I used to sing. And
it's interesting. I didn't know at camp that those songs were Pete Seeger songs and Bob Dylan songs and all this. And then, you know, I figured out, oh, all those songs are written by really pretty famous folk songs.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I had no idea. I just thought they were camp songs.
Right.
I'd hear them on the radio when, you know, when I started
these are
listening
just
to public
camp
radio.
Songs too. These
yes.
are just camp songs.
And
these
songs
have all been sung around the fire. You
your
know,
songs
better.
Have that total feel going for them too, that chorus that everybody can sing along with.
Yeah.
And
Susan,
you know how to write a good folk song.
Yeah.
Well, glad you happened into that.
I think as I sang around so many campfires that I think it just was drilled into my songwriting. It became a part of it. And
yeah.
And yeah. So.
Do you have more new ones or you have some?
I do have a new one here.
Great.
I'd love to share with you. It's kind of a different topic, but it's.
It's not different than wilderness, is it?
Oh, I'm sure there's wilderness in it. It's really, it's actually the relationship between ocean and sky and tree and wind. I was down in Homer last summer.
Just and, because we don't have the ocean as part of our wilderness here in interior, we do know about it.
Yeah, we do know about it. And we know big rivers because we have those big rivers.
And we visited Homer.
Oh.
You know.
Yeah.
Most of us have.
Most of us have been down there.
Yes.
But I was watching, the wind and the waves and the trees and thinking about my sister. And many of us who live so far away from our families, we create family here. And our families don't always understand us. And often there are misunderstandings, and my sister and my brother have had our misunderstandings. And so I wrote this song mostly about my sister. But anyway, it goes like this. Ocean and sky, trees and wind, they have played together for millennium. Oh, they have danced together, tumbled together, and sat in peace and silent prayer. All through time they have been sisters and friends, loved one another for each their own. Holding together, family so tender, both a piece of the whole. What is one without the other? Water with no boundaries, flowing where it needs to go. A tree well rooted, air with no movement, they each enhance the other. Reflects the sky, trees dance with the wind. We were sisters close when time began. Now all I can do is see the blessed in you and hope
in your heart you will remember. What is one without the other? Water with no boundaries, flowing where it needs to go. A tree well rooted, air with no movement. They each enhance the other in the freedom all their own. One without the other, water with no boundaries, flowing where it needs to go. A tree well rooted, air with no movement, they each enhance the other in a freedom all their own. They each enhance the other in a freedom all their own.
A song so new it hasn't made it on one of your recordings yet, huh?
No, it hasn't.
Well, all right. We can look forward to that in the future, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, somewhere down the road here. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
You mentioned that the Earth Day celebration on April 22nd that you're part of at Pioneer Park is also the 10th anniversary of your liver transplant. All right, not liver, a kidney transplant.
Yes.
Somebody, some kind soul gave up one of their kidneys.
Yeah, wonderful. You. Actually, it was amazing. You know, this town is so giving and so generous. You know how giving this town is.
Yeah.
They volunteer for everything. When it came up 10
this
years ago.
This is over
ago,
and beyond.
Oh, it is.
Above
but,
and beyond.
But 10 years ago, there were people in this town. I don't know who all you are. But all of you out there, I cannot thank you enough for just stepping up to have your blood typed and being and even thinking about it. All of you who did that, there were so many people who went and had their blood tested. And it ended up being a friend of mine from Homer who lost a very close friend to breast cancer. And she couldn't do anything to help her friend. And when she got my letter in the mail, she said, well, this is something I can do. So she started looking into it and got into the – jumped through all the hoops. And it came down to she was a match for me. And so she's my kidney sister. Sue Post, she owns a bookstore in Homer. So if you ever walk into the bookstore at Homer, she's used to this because people do it all the time. So walk in and just say thanks for Susan Grace. And she's coming up here. So be here for the Earth Day concert. And
that's
so
great.
It'll be really fun. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
What a wonderful story. Not many can say that Alaska residents have been so generous that they would donate an organ yet, too.
It's an incredible thing, you know. And for me, how do you thank someone who does something like that and is so generous? Mm-hmm. And I think the only way that I can think of thanking someone is to live the best life I can live mm-hmm. and take care of my body and take care of my soul and my spirit and be the best human being I can be.
So, and 10 years later, here you are singing songs.
Here I am singing. Yeah.
Looking good, feeling good. Yeah.
It's amazing. It is.
It's
really
working.
A blessing.
It's working.
It's a blessing. It's working. Yeah.
Oh, Susan, that's a great story. And I think last time you were on Alaska Live, which was quite a few years back, you told that story of your friend Sue Post giving you the kidney, and that story has stuck with me, and that's why I wanted to hear it again, especially this 10th year anniversary of you living healthy with organ transplant. That's just...
Thanks, Lori.
Wow.
Yeah, thanks so much. Yeah, it really is a powerful thing.
Here's to many more decades
with you
that kidney.
Yeah, you betcha. We're going strong.
Yeah.
We're going for it.
That's great. Take requests from your friend Sue from Homer? Homer?
Yeah.
You just sang a song about your sister that you said that was kind of set in Homer. That was interesting that I didn't even know she was from Homer.
Good connection.
Good connection.
Yeah.
All kind of connections.
That was interesting. Yeah. No, that was about my biological sister, but yeah, Sue is definitely my family of choice.
Hmm.
Yeah, like many of us here, we're family of choice. Yes. Yeah. She's an amazing woman, and we're writing a book together, and we've been working on that. And so
you are.
After our Earth Day concert, then we'll spend the rest of the week having a little writing retreat with some good chocolate and getting out every day for a walk with my dog friend and writing and just hanging out and writing and talking. And, yeah, so it'll be very fun.
NPR just shared with us a couple weeks back that dark chocolate is good for your gut bacteria.
Oh,
so
wow.
Just so you know, healthful.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So dark chocolate.
Yeah. Well, and you know, I got my love for chocolate from her. I was
you
a
didn't
savory.
Have it before?
No, I was a savory sweet. There were savory treat kind of gal. And after the transplant, and some people may not believe this, but there is cellular memory, and she's a chocoholic, and so she's totally responsible for my love of chocolate now.
I believe what you say, Susan. I believe that that getting a kidney from a chocoholic could give you some affinity towards the chocolate. That's
it was
great.
Much stronger at first, you know, but
it's
I still love
off
chocolate.
A little bit.
Yeah, I still love it now. Yeah.
Well, good that we found out it's good for you.
It is good for you. You betcha. Yeah. Well, I may end with
let's do that.
Here. Yeah. I think I'll close with this song that.
And did you know that we're playing that Mountain Stage 30th anniversary special?
Oh, cool.
Right after this, because you've been on Mountain Stage.
Oh, yes, yes. How fun.
And it's the 30th celebration of Mountain Stage being on the radio. And so we're going to play that after Alaska Live today.
Oh, cool-matic.
Cool-matic.
Well, you folks, thanks for listening and being here. Kind of in the studio with us and have a nice evening listening to Mountain Stage.
Your rolling rivers, the valley so dear, the mountains a race towards the stars. The spruce and birch, the bluebells and the roses all sing out to me, call me home. Oh, sweet Alaska, your hills are calling me home. With the sweet smell of springtime, I long to be there. Alaska is where I belong. Well, I'm here in the city, singing my songs where the life is so crazy, I know. The traffic jams and the rush and the roar, it seems like months I've been gone. Oh, sweet Alaska, your hills are calling. With the sweet smell of springtime, I long to be there. Alaska is where I belong. Well, I've talked of her beauty to all that I've met, the stories and all that she holds. The earth, the spirit held close to our hearts, it's a home to be treasured with love. Oh, sweet Alaska, your hills are calling. With the sweet smell of springtime, I long to be there. Alaska is where I belong. It's the land, it's the people, it's the freedom of both. It's a place you can stretch out and grow. As through this old world I've rambled and roamed, I've finally found myself home. Oh, sweet Alaska, your hills are calling. With the sweet smell of springtime, I long to be there. Alaska is where I belong. Oh, sweet Alaska, your hills are calling me home. With the sweet smell of springtime, I long to be there. Alaska is where I belong.
I'm glad you did that one as the finale. That is absolutely one of my favorite songs of yours, Susan Grace.
Thanks.
And thank you so much for staying up late with us and coming in to be a guest on Alaska Live here on this Wednesday night. And you have that show going on Earth Day, mm-hmm. April 22nd.
Yeah, thanks, Lori. It's been my pleasure. Very fun evening.
And let's not forget about this Saturday, celebration of the Wilderness Act with Brock Evans at Scheibel Auditorium, and that starts at 7 o'clock.
7 to 9 o'clock, and there's an opportunity there for people who want to, we're going to have videotape folks who want to say a statement about how they feel about wilderness.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can get in on the action there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, happy 50th anniversary Wilderness Act, and it's been really great celebrating that here with you tonight, Susan.
Thank you, Lori.
KUAC's Alaska Live series of live music and conversation with local and visiting artists is provided by a grant from Design Alaska. Design Alaska, architecture and engineering for the new frontier.